And God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is an honor and a privilege to be before the people of God this morning. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
All right. And I tell you, some of the best people in the world are in this church, not just this building, but in this ministry, whether they are local or international, across the pond, over the waters, down the hill, wherever you are awesome. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ our Lord and your life is witnessing to that, you are awesome in the name of Jesus. I don't care what your faults are. I don't care what you've been through. If you are a believer in Christ and you love the Lord with all of your heart, all your mind, all your strength, that makes you awesome. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God, Zoe, we're going to start praying for you. Amen. And your knee. Amen. Huh? Knees. Amen. After we finish with our online prayer, we're going to lay hands on you. Amen. All right. Amen. Good morning, Sensational. Amen. Good morning. Amen. Pastor Nicole, you don't know how many prayers we have yet, right?
Not yet. I'll give it to you in just a
second. Okay. Amen. So I wanted to, I was talking to somebody this week, and I was talking to the Lord, and the Lord and I were going back. But I don't know, maybe it was you I told this to, Nikki. I'm not sure. And the Lord and I were going back and forth. And I said, you know, the enemy is really excited about us leaving. Did y'all know that Satan is excited about the church leaving? He can't wait for the church to leave because he gets 7 years to do pretty much whatever he wants to do. Notice I said pretty much.
Yeah.
To do pretty much whatever he wants to do. He's been planning this ever since he found out he only had 7 years. Mm-hmm. He's been planning this for a while. And so he's ready to just let both barrels go. Boom. He's ready to rock and roll because he knows he's got to hit the ground running because all he's got is 7 years and God is counting.
Amen.
And the Lord told me, he said, you know, it's not all going to go the way he wants it to go. He said, look at it now. It's not going the way he wants it to go now. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I said, that's true. And he said, and it was the Holy Spirit because I saw him in my mind. And he said, the 7 years payback time. And I was talking to Abigail the other day. I said, you know, when your parents say they're going to whoop you, just whoop me now. Don't wait until next week and whoop me. Whoop me, beat me now, and let's get it over with. Yeah. Anybody know why? Because they start stacking that stuff up. And when they start whooping you, oh yeah, wham, wham, oh yeah, I remember that. And then they don't whoop kids now because you go to jail, right. Except in my house. And they just, oh yeah, and I remember, and you hit Johnny upside here. Oh, you stole my cigarette out my purse. And they just start remembering stuff because they done built it up over the, you know, they're grabbing shoes and books and coffee cups and just throwing stuff, whatever's close. That's what you got popped with.
Amen.
And I realized if they whoop me as soon as they say it, if they whoop me when it's fresh on their mind, we can be done with this and be about our business. But if he store it up, I'm in trouble. Y'all follow what I'm saying? God has been storing up this payback for the enemy and the world for a really long time. And he's going to pour out his wrath during this 7 years. Christian, you're not supposed to be here when God pours out wrath, because his wrath is not for you. The wrath is for Satan, his minions, and those people that did not trust God enough to live and believe in him. The wrath is not for you. However, if you still here, when the church leaves, you get to experience the same wrath as those that it was intended for. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
The same put is just like my mother when she was whooping my brother, and I'm calling myself defending my brother. Don't hit my brother. Don't hit my brother. I got the same whooping he got. Yeah. Because I shouldn't have been there in the first place. She was whooping on him. You eased on down the road and got caught up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Amen. So all I'm saying is this. There's a lot of stuff coming. There's a lot of wrath coming. The earth is going to react to the church leaving. Did y'all know that? The physical earth is going to react to the church leaving. Y'all better listen. They're talking about Mount St. This and volcanoes and earthquakes that'll separate continents and things like that. The earth is going to respond to the church leaving. You don't have to believe it. It doesn't change a thing. The church is the earth is going to respond. God is going to pour out his wrath, not to mention what Satan is planning to do. Amen.
Amen.
Not to mention you missed out on the wedding. All these four things that I just mentioned are absolutely positively going to happen if you're still here. That's why it is imperative that you not be here. Do whatever it takes to not be here, because you have one shot at heaven, and this is it. As long as you breathe, you have an opportunity. As long as there's breath in you, you have an opportunity to make it in. Do not waste the time that you now have. It would be a travesty for you to waste the time that God has given you now.
Amen.
Because he's gonna, you know, when God gave one the three talents, one, no, was it five talents? Three, five, two, and one?
One and five,
yeah.
10, 5, and 2. Thank you, all these scholars in here. 10, 5, and 2. Do you know God held each person accountable for every talent that they had?
Sure.
And the one that, he only had one talent. God gave him one job to do, one thing to be responsible for. Pastor Drea, this blue bag is for you. This blue one's for you. God gave him one thing to do, and he couldn't even do that. Well, it's not that he couldn't.
Right.
He didn't. I took the gift that you gave me, Lord, and I buried it so it'll be here when you get back. And besides, you didn't do anything to earn anything for it anyway. So me giving it back, now I try to get smart. Now I try. Y'all follow what I'm saying? And God called him, you wicked servant, you evil, wicked. Morning, Beth. Good morning, Emerson. You evil, wicked servant. I gave you one thing to do, and you didn't even do that. One thing. God is going to hold every person accountable for that one thing or those 10 things that God gave you. And there will be no excuse. When you get before God and he demands, what did you do with what I gave you? What did you give me? I gave you kids. What did you do with them kids I gave you? Did you train them in the way that they should go so that when they're old, they will not depart from me?
Yes.
What did you do with them kids? I gave you the gift of prayer. Did you pray for anybody? I gave you a desire to read and study the word. Did you do any of that? I called you to teach, to preach, to minister. I called you to let your light shine before men, that they will see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. What did you do with that?
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
And what you gonna tell me? Because remember, the only place that lies exist is here. When you get into eternity, there's no such thing as lie. There's only truth. I don't believe it. I don't care. The only thing that exists when you leave here is truth. And every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When you get before God, you have to give an account of what God has given you.
Yeah.
What you're going to tell him.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? They giving away cheese out there? Where everybody going?
We have to wash their hands first.
Oh, amen, amen. I thought they was giving away government cheese or something. They all headed to the door. I'm like, what's going on? Amen. No. Amen. No, they're just going to wash their hands so they don't have to. Amen. So all I'm telling you is this. You have an opportunity, a beautiful, especially if you're listening to these services, you have a perfect opportunity to give God your best. He's not telling you to be like me. He's telling you to be like who he made you.
Yes.
God is not comparing you to anybody. God is not comparing you to the pastor, the choir, the deacon, the housekeepers.
Right.
He's not comparing you to anybody except Christ. Where do you line up in Christ?
Amen.
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 You don't have to be like anybody else to be what Christ called you to be.
Yeah.
Just be who God called you to be. That's it. You don't have to compare. If I don't look like so-and-so, so I don't dress like them, so how can I be saved? I don't sing like them. I don't pray like them, because you're not them. If that were you, that'd be different, but it's not you. Be who God made you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, so you got some prayers for me?
We do.
Amen. And Beth, I'm used to seeing y'all over there. I'm not used to seeing you over here. You're throwing me off. Amen. What you got? Oh, I never did say what I had. Did I?
Go ahead.
Okay, don't. Is it very many?
No.
Okay, good. Amen. I wanted to. We got the prayers from last week. And Johnny, I understand what you're dealing with. And thank God Zoe is in the house. We're going to lay hands on her after service this morning. The Middle East. You know, we have members in the Middle East. We have Soldiers for Christ in the Middle East. And so they're requesting prayer for them in the Middle East. So we will be praying what we have been praying under attack of someone. And Lala, we got you. Lala, we're praying. We're praying. Janet R. Don't. Oh, 5-year battle. Someone had a 5-year battle with cancer. Okay, so Lala, we got that. Valina, healing for your husband. Gina, arthritis and ulcers. Oh, my goodness. How much pain you must be in. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Amen. Vicky D for her husband, Dennis, and the kids. Vicky R needs healing. Amen. We're going to be praying for Vicky R. Amen. And morning, Grandma. Amen. And Pastor Nicole and Minister Jaqua, the grandmother passed last week? Two Fridays ago. And so the memorial service is this week. And so we want to be praying for them. Amen. And Hilda and James. And there's an anonymous prayer. So we're going to be praying for all of them. And also what I did not know, but I found out last week during one of the Bible studies. Y'all remember the 120 children that gave their life to Christ in Pakistan? Well, come to find there are 45 teachers and assistants and things that also gave their life to Christ that same time. So instead of 120, it was 165 people that gave their life to Christ during that one ministry service. Is God good or what? I'm telling you, this, what God is doing through this church and churches like this and through believers and believers like all God's believers, He's in it for souls. He's in it for souls. He's not in it for popularity. He's not in it for money. He's in it for souls. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen. One
second. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Dre. How you doing? Come give me a hug. Give me a hug. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Good,
don't forget your bag over there.
Okay. It looks cute.
Amen. And I amen. Amen. That is your mania. We're going to lay hands on Zoe.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. This is from Warhammer.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking for prayer for Donna, who was scheduled for a total knee replacement on the 16th. And she has some pre-op appointments that she just asking for prayer to cover her.
Amen. Amen. So this is what I want to do while I'm praying for Donna.
Yes.
Through
Warhammer.
Mm-hmm. I want baby to come over here. Get a chair. Get a chair and put it right there. You and Pastor Drew are going to pray for her. Amen. Oh, you can't because that one's attached. Sorry. Amen. Baby, you come over here. And she's going to sit in the chair when he brings it. And then oil first. And then anoint the hands with water. And you're going to lay one, Drea, knee, one, you one. You guys are going to lay hands on her. Amen. On knees, right? Okay. Amen. On her knees. Okay? Amen. So, Pastor Drea, you guys are going to dip your hands in the water. You're not going to dry your hands. And you're going to on her knees. And you're going to pray. Then you're going to anoint your hands with oil on her knees. And you're going to pray. Yeah, right.
Oh, I just saw that.
Oh, glory. No, we don't want to see that, baby. Amen. And y'all lay hands on her while I'm praying. Amen. Woo, Lord, help us. God is able.
Yes, He is.
God is able. Amen. Misila, I want to pray for Donna. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, good morning, Emerson. Good morning. Come in. Amen. Amen. Don't step back there, Emerson. I need you right there. Amen. I need Emerson. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Donna, You understand the situation that she's dealing with. You understand what she's going through. You understand the pain. You understand the discomfort. You understand what needs to be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are more than able to heal. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. You are more than able to heal, Donna. God. You are more than able to change the atmosphere and the situation that she's in. You are more than able to fix this, Lord. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's anything that's not like you, remove it. If there's anything, Lord, anything that does not please you, that does not look like you, remove it. Change the atmosphere. Change, enter into the body and make the changes that are necessary for the healing and for the deliverance. Let your perfect will be done, that you may get all the praise which is due you. All the honor which is due you, which you richly deserve. All glory which you richly, truly, and honestly deserve. Le'utaniesi, for this is all your works. God, this is all your doing. This is all your handiwork. This is all what you have spoken. Let it be so. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we have a praise report on the pilot and his wife from last week. Do y'all remember the pilot and the wife from last week? The pilot that the Switzerland, and he was, you remember the pilot that flew to Switzerland and he contracted the COVID? And then something changed, and then he got something in his lungs, and then there's a praise report. And his wife has breast cancer, so it was a double whammy. Is that Deacon? Is that Minister Lloyd? Amen. And so God has done some stuff. So we amen. So we want to talk about that. They're still praying for Zoe, so we're still waiting. Amen. And now. Amen. Husband healing, hip surgery. Okay, so Valina. Let's pray for Valina. So all of those that are in need of physical healing, whatever the healing is, if you are a child of the living God, you have the ability to lay hands on yourself. And the Lord can use your hands and heal you his power through your hands. You don't have to fly halfway around the world for one of us to lay hands on you. If you are a believer in the Most High God, you can lay hands on yourself. Amen. Is that right, Leslie? Is that right?
Yes.
Amen. And so for those of you that are having issues and you can't make it to the physical church, you can lay hands on you. So we want to do that now. Amen. And for those of you that want to lay hands on you, you can ask God for healing and deliverance, whatever it is, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whatever the part is, whatever's aching, whatever's bothering you, you can ask God. And God, if you are a believer of the Most High God and you have confessed your sins and you are walking in uprightness, amen, then God will hear your prayer, because we know the Bible tells us that now we know that God hears not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God, do you know worship is not a song the way they used to teach us? Worship is a lifestyle. My life reflects my relationship with Christ. I treat you the way Christ treats me. I respect you in Christ Jesus. Worship is not a song. There are worship songs to help bring you into praise, but worship is an act. It's a lifestyle. And if you are worshiping God with your lifestyle, I'm not saying you're perfect. I'm not saying you don't make mistakes. I'm saying that if something goes wrong, you hit your knees and you ask for forgiveness. And Lord, I was wrong and you were right. Fix me the way you will get the praise and the honor and the glory. Fix me. Yes or no? Amen. This is what I want you to do. I want you to lift your hands before God, wherever you are, whenever you hear this prayer. I want you to lift your hands before God. We know that God is not a healer. He is the healer. We know he is not a God. He is the only true and living God. We know that he is not just a passing fancy, just one of many religions. God is not a religion. God is a relationship. He is the King. He is the Master. He is the Creator. He is above all things. There is nothing above Him. Everything is under God's foot. Everything is under God's control. Nothing is above God. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Repeat after me. Father God. Come on, say it like you mean it. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
here I am.
I stand before you,
an open book,
asking for forgiveness,
asking for healing,
asking for deliverance.
You know my heart.
You know my mind.
You know my will. And you know my desires.
You know my strong points.
And you know my weakness. I'm asking for healing, that I will be closer to you. Now I want you to lay hands on whatever you need the Lord to heal you or to work on you, whether it is physical, mental, whether it is a physical problem, whether whatever it is. And if you can't lay hands on it, put that foremost in your mind. And Father, we're praying, first of all, that you would forgive any sin and unrighteousness for all of us that are praying for healing. If there's anything in our lives that's not like you, we're asking you to remove it in the name of Jesus, that you will get all the praise, Lord, because the praise belongs to you. Father, we're asking that you would heal us. We're asking that you would deliver us, forgive us of all sins and unrighteousness. Father, move on our behalf. We can't do it, but we know you can. We're asking, Lord, at this moment, at this time, in this place, for healing for all of those that are asking for healing. Deliverance for all those that are asking for deliverance. Whether it's physical deliverance, whether it is mental deliverance, whether they need deliverance from sin into righteousness, whether they need delivering in a marriage, in a home, on a job, whatever deliverance they need deliverance from. If it's financial healing, send them healing. If it is physical, Lord, move in their physical body. You created it. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. Lord, create a whirlwind in this atmosphere. God, create a whirlwind in this atmosphere, Lord, where you will heal your people, where you will send deliverance to your people, where you'll send peace to your people, where you'll send provisions to your people, where you will do your perfect will for your people. Father, we know that time is short. We know that we don't have much time, but the time that we have, we want to bring others unto Christ. In these last moments, at this last period of history, that your perfect will be done. We're praying for healing, that we lay hands on those that need deliverance. We're praying for healing for those that need their minds redirected. We're praying for healing for those that need a closer walk with you. We're praying for joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and those with no joy have no strength. So we're praying joy for those that need joy. We're praying for peace and understanding. We're praying for deliverance. In Jesus' name, say it in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Come on, say it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, come on, soldier. Can you talk to us about the pilot?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Come on up here. Hallelujah.
So earlier this week, we got a message that Devon,
yes,
the pilot that's in Sweden,
yes,
he turned the corner. He, you know, they had him. He was doing better, and then he had developed a staph infection in his lungs.
That's what it was.
Which, oh my goodness, staph infection
that ain't no joke.
Is huge, but in his lungs. And so they had to put him in a medically induced coma and intubate him again to help his lungs heal. Well, now he's better. He's out of the coma.
Yes.
He said he was eating a little bit.
When did we start praying for him?
We started 2 weeks ago, but then we had
the five-day prayer.
We had a 5-day prayer.
Which started then?
Sunday.
It started, and when did he turn the corner?
That was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday.
So we started praying. The global church.
Yes.
The global church started praying on Sunday, and he turned the corner on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Is God awesome or what? Yes. Amen. Is God. People around the world praying for these two. It's him and his wife.
And his wife. His wife, who's also battling
breast cancer.
She actually flew to Sweden to take care of him. She even got an apartment because family's going back and forth to make sure there's family members there with him. Mm. She flew to Sweden. She's coming back this week because she has to go back for treatment for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother or his mother, the grandmother, stepped in to help take care of the teens. Mm. So the whole family is really
Isn't that something?
And then, of course, the body of Christ standing with them.
Yes.
We don't know whether or not they are believers.
Right.
But we are, as believers, are standing.
They might be after this.
A way for God to really minister and reach them.
Yes. Amen. 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 And what are you doing for the, you're going to do something for the kids?
Yes. So Pastor Bree and I want, well, we got something going.
Amen. And I'm going to leave it alone because amen, because I opened my mouth and messed it up. Amen. So we want to continue to pray for Devon and Katie, and the two children. Does it give their names?
No, two boys.
The two boys. Oh, the boy, the both boys. Okay, boys. And the grandparent.
Yeah.
Amen. That whole family, it's a family affair. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
We don't know whether they're believers or not, but we were. It was laid on our hearts to pray for them. I think God is showing out.
Amen.
On somebody. Amen. Amen. I think God wants to show out.
Yes.
Amen. And and I love the fact that we're part, God chose to use us to do this.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. I'm elated. I'm waiting on Katie's healing. Yes. Amen. 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 So what you got, Pastor?
Steve is asking for us to pray for Dave. Mm-hmm. Dave is 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He contracted COVID. And his recovery is very slow. He's lost 25 pounds and is now a shell of the man he was before, both physically and mentally.
Wow.
He's very frail, and he's saying that life is not worth living. So it seems that he's suicidal, which may not necessarily be the case. But he's asking to pray that for his salvation first, mm-hmm. and that God would heal his body and his mind.
Yes. Oh my God. He's 70, mm-hmm. and he lost 25 pounds. Mm-hmm. Wow. Amen.
Amen.
God is able. What's his name?
Dave.
Okay, so Emerson, step around this way. We're going to pray for Dave. Misi Alamian. Brother Ryan, soldier, if you could stand behind Dave. Amen. Hallelujah. For God is worthy to be praised. I don't want to hurt Emerson. So I'm going to take that one too. I don't want to run him off. Amen. For God is worthy of all of our praises. I need some oil. Whether you are 70 or 7 weeks or 7 days, God is able.
Yes.
I know they say age ain't nothing but a number, but to God, that's all it really is. It's just a number. God can do some miraculous things. Did you know this? Yeah. God can do some miraculous things. God. Ryan, put your hands on his shoulders. Ball your hands up like a fist.
Jesus.
Sometimes you're in a position where you really don't have the will or the ability to fight for yourself. And so sometimes somebody has to fight for you. Amen. Haven't you ever been in a position where I just don't feel like fighting this anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no age limit on that. I don't feel like fighting it anymore. I don't feel like going through it anymore. Whatever happens, happens. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord has to send somebody in your stead to pray on your behalf, or as we used to say, to stand in the gap for you while you are unable to stand in for yourself. Amen. That is our job as a believer, as a fellow believer in Christ is to stand in for those that can't stand for themselves. To pray for children that don't know how to pray. To pray over people that don't know that they don't know. Amen. Because they're not where you are, it doesn't mean they're less than you are. They're just not where you are. Can anybody say amen to that one? Amen. Just because you don't know the Bible like Pastor Sandy and you don't pray like me, oh, I ain't as good as that. One has nothing to do with the other. Where's your relationship with God? Where's your passion for Christ? Where are you in Christ? So we're going to stand in for Dave. And Dave, I don't know if you are a believer or not. We're standing in for you.
Yes.
That the Lord will let his perfect will be done. Our prayers are always, Lord, let your perfect will be done, whatever that is. Sometimes that's not, his perfect will is not always what we're asking. But if it's his perfect will, then it's the perfect solution. Anybody agree with that?
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm asking for complete healing for Dave. I'm asking that the Lord will heal him and take him out of that bed and use him as a testimony against the enemy.
Yes.
But foremost, I'm asking that God's perfect will be done because I don't have all the facts. I don't know everything that God knows. Amen?
Amen.
And so my desire is for God to heal Dave and to deliver him. But by all means, Father, let your perfect will be done. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you praying for Dave, he's 70 years old, Father. He's already been through a lot, God. He's already seen a lot. But Father, if there's breath, there is life. And if there's life, there's hope. There's a chance. And Father, give him grace, favor, and mercy. Mm-hmm. Touch his body, his mind, and his will. Give him what he needs. To be what you have called him to be. Give him what he needs to be what you have called and created him to be.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, if it is your will, that let Dave get up out of that bed and give you praise. Yes. Let Dave stand up and worship and magnify the name of God. Yes. We're asking that you would send your power, that you would send your angels, that you would send your fighting spirit to Dave.
Yes.
Heal him and his family and those that love him, that are caring for him. Let your perfect will be done. For this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing in it. Bless, Lord, and his family, his loved one, and those that are praying for him right now. Let your perfect, almighty, and powerful will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Emerson. Thank you. Amen. What you got?
We want to continue to pray for Estina and family.
Yes.
Just without going into detail.
Yeah.
It just looks like the enemy is just kind of playing games there.
Yeah.
And so we want to pray over the whole family.
Yes.
The entire household.
Yes.
Standing in the gap for them.
Yes. Amen. This is word to the enemy. And I know you hear me. We are not stopping, we are not giving up, and we are not giving in. That is our family. Those are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we will pray until God tells us different. Victory is ours, said the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We will not stop praying, because I know for a fact that God is able. And whatever games the enemy is trying to play, God has already conquered the enemy. Amen, anybody?
Amen.
God has already conquered the enemy. And so our prayer are still for that entire family, the father, the mother, the children, the grandparents, any those that are praying with them and for them. Our prayers are with that family, and they shall be until God says different. That's our family. Those are our family members.
Amen,
amen, somebody.
Amen.
And God, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
Did you know that Christ is the captain of the Lord's army. Did anybody know that?
Yes.
Christ is captain of the Lord's army. And if you are in Christ, that makes you a fighter.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Come on, I know there's more than two people in here. Amen. If you are in Christ, that makes you more, that makes you a warrior already. If Christ is the captain of the Lord's army and I am in Christ, that means I'm also in the army.
Yes.
Which means if you're in the army, you need to be fighting.
Yes.
There's no downtime. You're always on guard. You're always on alert. You're always watching. You don't stop. You never lay your gun. I'm gonna go take me a nap. I'm gonna put my gun over here and I'm gonna lay down over here. There's no such thing as that. I sleep with my gun. I wake up with my gun. I go to the bathroom with my gun. I eat with my gun. I'm never letting my gun down.
Amen.
Amen? Because the enemy's always watching.
Yeah.
And he's waiting for you to lay down that gun. Yeah. And that's the time the enemy will attack.
Yeah.
I know that's when I would. I catch the enemy with no gun. Amen?
Amen.
We're never going to stop praying for this family. As long as God gives us the strength, as long as God gives us permission, as long as God puts in our spirit to pray, we're going to pray. And we shall win. Because I read the back of the book. And at the end of the story, we win. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we're asking all the global soldiers, all the in-house soldiers, if you are a soldier, we're asking you to continue to pray for this family. Amen?
Amen.
All righty.
We have a six-year-old who's fighting an ear infection and fever.
Amen. That's tough because a lot of us have been through that. Amen. And that ain't no joke. Amen. Because oh, my goodness. When your baby hurt, you hurt. Amen. If your baby hurt, the whole house shuts down. Because baby hurt.
That's right.
Amen. I got 10 kids. I don't care how many kids you got. If baby hurt, the house hurt.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's let everybody do something to make sure baby all right.
Right.
Amen. What do you think God feels about?
That's right.
God is a parent, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So if baby hurt, everybody pay attention to baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
No name, right?
Amen.
That's good. That's fine.
Samuel.
Samuel, are you? How old is your boy, Ryan?
Six.
You two, come here, both of you, come here. Double up on the prayer.
Amen.
That a boy. Look at this boy. What's up, little man? All right, I'll stand next to each other. Look, they got almost the same T-shirt. Amen. Mikasaia Tommy, Minister Ryan, not Ryan. You, man.
Lloyd.
Minister Lloyd. You stand behind shortstop here.
Samuel.
Come here, Reb. You stand behind your son. Amen. For Isaiah, no side man. Amen. Amen. I normally don't put the parents behind their children. Amen. I don't know why. He just don't normally ask me to do that. And so I'm not going to do it now. Move, Ryan. Come here, Greg. Come on over here. Which I'm don't be switching. I don't know why you don't have me. Why is always I don't know why. I don't. It just is. Amen.
As parents,
is that what it is?
Yep.
We get in the way.
Yep.
Amen. All righty.
That's right.
We receive that.
Amen. So put your wrap it around him. Amen. There you go. Hallelujah. For God is worth. I see a calming in this little dude. I do. I see a calming in your son, Ryan. You might not see it, but I do.
Amen.
I see a calming in him.
Yes.
Amen. He's a very smart young man. He really is.
Yes.
No, you don't hear me. Okay. Yeah, that wasn't a question. That was a statement. Amen. Can you raise your hands for me? Raise your hands up like that. Amen. Ooh, he looked like his mama. Amen. Regina's a beautiful lady. Amen. But you a man. Okay. Amen. His hands. Hallelujah. Ooh, he loves his mama. Oh my goodness. Every time I pray for him, I see you. Amen. This boy loves him some mama. Of course, he's a little stubborn, but mama can be stubborn too. Amen. Wonder where he got that from. Amen. Amen. The Lord said, your daughter has a lot of you in her. That's what makes her so anchored and so determined because of you. I mean, Pop's okay too, but he's saying about Pops, he's talking about you. Amen. Amen. You know, we get our props when here and there, you know, but he was showing.
Beth.
Amen. Beth, thank you. You knew that, right? Mm-hmm. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, put your hands like this. Look at them. Zoe, come here. Hold his hands like this. Mikala Sharo. Good morning, little soldiers. Oh, they're my kids. They're the babies. Amen. Kisaya na kisa no shai. Come on, Leslie. Kisayama taison. Hold his hands like this. He loves you too, Leslie. Of course, nobody takes place of mama, but amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for these young men, we're praying for the six-year-old that has the fever, the ear infection, and fever.
Yes.
Father, we're looking for healing right now.
Jesus.
We're looking for deliverance right now. Father, you're able to heal me. You're able to crack that fever right now. Somebody say right now. Father, you're able to deliver that six-year-old right now. Come on, somebody say right now. Right now. You are able to break the fever right now and clear up the ear infection right now and let that child get up and start running and playing right now. You're able to do it, Lord, right now. I believe right now. You're able to heal the child right now by the power of Jesus Christ, by the blood that flows from his veins. Healing and deliverance over that child right now. Come on, help me say it right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give God some praise for right now.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, children. Thank you.
Yeah.
So mannerable, so calm and peaceful. We have a right now, God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
If God speaks it, it's done. From God. See, God doesn't live in time. God lives in eternity. There's no such thing as time in eternity.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
And so when God speaks it, from God's perspective, it's done.
Yes.
But because we live in time, we have to get to that point in time that he placed it.
Amen.
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 Did y'all catch that?
Yes.
Just pretend you have a ruler and you're looking down at it. Okay? So wherever God lays that healing on that ruler, we consider that time. When you get to that point, there it is.
Yes.
Now, God's not going to remove the healing, but if you jump off the ruler and you miss the healing, was that God's fault?
No,
you jumped off the road. You missed it. The healing was right there. I saw it. But you detoured around the healing, and then you got back on the ruler later. So you missed that.
Yeah.
God still sent it. You just missed it.
Yes.
Anybody catch that?
Yes.
So when God speaks, and when God says, do it, it's done.
Yes.
When God says, do it, it's done. But because we're in time, we still have to have faith and believe it until we get to that point in our time where we see what God has done.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Amen. All right. So stop saying, God didn't do it. God didn't do it. Shut up. You just haven't got there yet.
Amen.
And if you keep talking like that, you might not get there.
Amen.
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 Can you imagine somebody else driving around in your blessing?
Mm.
Can you imagine somebody else taking your blessing to the bank? Can you imagine somebody else having your healing? Somebody else walking around with them new feet? Can you imagine somebody else having what God intended for you, but you chose not to?
Right.
I'm just saying. I told the Lord a long time ago, I said, I want everything that's got my name on it, even if it's just passing through my hands to give to you.
Amen.
If it's got my name on it, I want it.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't got to keep it. You know, if you just want to give it to me to give to them, I'm cool with that. But if it's got my name on it, I want it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so I want to do whatever it takes to get it.
Amen.
So I can do whatever I need to do with it. All right, what you got?
We have two praise reports.
Praise on.
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, we prayed for a person who had gotten infection from a piercing.
Yeah. I remember. It was the...
No.
Oh, okay.
The piercing has been removed and the infection is healed.
Yes! Amen. Yes. I remember the mom asked for prayer, right? Wasn't the mom?
It was anonymous.
Okay. Amen.
I read my signals, man.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got my glasses on.
Last week, we prayed for James' wife. She had cellulitis. She is now home from the hospital resting.
Amen. Yes. What is cellulitis?
Cellulitis is a serious skin infection. It's very painful.
Is that with the leg?
I believe she did have it in her leg.
Is it the only leg?
It can be anywhere on the body.
But she was in the hospital because she had it on her leg, right?
Yes, and her leg was like three times.
Yeah. That's her. Oh, yes. I've been praying for that sister. Yes. Amen. Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open.
Yes.
Amen. But you have to be in position.
Yes.
He didn't say you have to be perfect. You just have to be in position.
Yes.
Have you repented? Are you giving the Lord all that you have? Yes. Then ask and it shall be given. Yes. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Amen. We serve the mighty God, not a mighty God, because that would imply that there are more gods. But he is the only true and living God. We serve the mighty God. Amen.
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 That's it? Oh, we ain't having that. Amen. Asia, what you got on the wire? Anything over there?
Hallelujah.
Nobody asking for nothing? Come on, y'all. We got 5 minutes left. Y'all ain't asking for nothing?
Hallelujah. We got something.
2 minutes.
We got two.
That's what she said.
Two men.
Oh, Abigail. Oh, man. Oh, that ain't even right. That was my last hope.
We have a brother who is going through divorce. He does not want the divorce.
Yes.
We'll be praying that the Lord would intervene and bring his family back together.
Amen. I understand that. It doesn't give a name, right?
His name is Johnny.
Johnny, and all of you that are dealing with prospects of divorce,
yes,
going through a divorce, things like that. It's a bad thing. It's a horrible, it can be a painful thing. It can be really heart-wrenching. It could be.
Yes.
But I, all of you, and including what's Johnny? Including you, Johnny, all of you, you have to, first of all, you need to give it to God, because there are some things that we may not know. I mean, you can live with a person for 50 years and still stuff that you don't know.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Things change as people change. Things change. Situations change. Environments change. Feelings change. People change. Amen? And you may not be up to date with all the changes, but God is. And so even though that's our desire for you, is that God's desire for you? Because in some cases, God may allow things to happen so that he can give you what he wants you to have, mm-hmm, or put you in a different position so that you can serve him in a much greater way.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And sometimes it's not God's will that you divorce. So the problem is we don't know. And so we're asking that God's perfect will be done and that God gives you peace with whatever his will is. Whether it is whether it's what you desire or not. Because remember, if you are a believer of the Most High God, God's got your back.
Amen.
And God knows way more than you will.
Amen.
And so as painful as it might be, you have to turn it over to God and say, Lord, you know what I want, but my greatest desire is what you want.
Amen.
And that could be very painful to say. Because if you're saying it to God, you're going to have to mean it.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. If this is a prayer to God, you're going to have to mean that prayer.
Mm.
And to tell God, Father, you know what I want.
Yeah.
But what's more important than what I want is what you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let your perfect will be done and then let it go.
Yes.
That's it. That takes a big old Christian to do that. Amen. That takes somebody that really believes in God. And that's what you have to do. You have to trust that God knows what's best. Because if you've got to fight and pull teeth and threaten, that's not God. Everything God does flows. God is not the author of confusion. If you're in a situation and it is full of confusion, that's not God. If you're in a situation and it's full of surprise after surprise, gut kick after gut kicks, one thing after another, that's not God. God is not the author of confusion. And sometimes we want to stay in a situation, not saying this about Dave? Johnny. Not saying this about him. Sometimes we want to stay in a situation because we're comfortable. This is all we've known. This is where we've been for so long. I don't want to change. I don't want to go through this again. I don't want to. We have our own reasons for wanting to stay in a situation. It might not be God's reason. And so we need to let God handle it. Because if it's going to be done right, he's the only one that can do it.
Amen.
Amen? If it's going to be done well, he's the only one that can do it. Whether he brings that person back or you by yourself for a minute. Mm-hmm. You got to let God handle it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Come on, can we raise our hands for John?
Johnny.
And all those that are dealing with this same type of situation.
Yes. Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as your people stand praying for Johnny.
Yes, sir.
We're praying, Father God, his desire is not to be divorced. But what's more important than his desire for himself is your desire for him. And if he is your child, your desire is the only one that's relevant. Your desire for his walk is the most important. Your desire, your will for his life is what's necessary. It's mandatory. And so, Father, as we pray, we're praying that your perfect will be done and that you will give Johnny and people that are dealing with it, that you will give them peace with your choice.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you will give them peace with your choice, whether it is to stay together, whether it is to separate, or whether it is divorce. Whatever your choice is, that you will give them peace with your choice and that you would help them to recover from whatever it is that's causing these things to be. And whatever happens, Lord, encourage them to give you joy. Encourage them to walk with peace. Encourage them to trust you. And encourage them to move forward in you. Because without Christ, we can do nothing. And our most important job on this earth is to serve Christ. Our most important assignment on this side is to be in relationship with Christ. And if that relationship with that person interferes with my relationship with Christ, let your will be done. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I guess it's safe to say I'm finished. All right, I'm not gonna squabble this time. Catch him next week. Amen. Father, come on, raise your hands with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for the prayer that you have moved in us.
Yes,
we ask, Lord, that you would provide what every temple needs.
Yes,
that you would provide what every believer needs. That you would enter our hearts and our minds on a continuous basis. Lord, we need a fresh anointing.
Yes.
Does anybody need a fresh anointing? Yesterday is gone. I can't do nothing with yesterday's anointing. I can't do anything with yesterday's anointing. I need a fresh anointing for today. Amen. And I used that up yesterday. All that's gone. Lord, I need a fresh anointing for today. I need an anointing for the service, an anointing for my walk in you. I need an anointing for my praying for others. I need a fresh anointing. I need a new perspective on what you want me to do today. I need a new point of view of how my life is supposed to be in Christ. I need a fresh anointing, y'all. And I can only get that through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes.
Father, forgive me. Forgive us of any sins or unrighteousness. Forgive me or forgive us, Lord, for anything that does not please you. Forgive me. Forgive us, Lord, for anything that does not bring pleasure and joy to the kingdom of God. And Father, use me, use us to be what you have called and created us to be. The bride of Christ. Believers, lights in a dark world.
Yes.
Father, we will not stop. We will not give up. And we will not give in. We will be everything you've called and created us to be through the power and the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. In the cloud or in the crowd, we'll see you later, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Greg, put some music on, son.